And now a look at the latest local news on WIBD. Voters in the city of West Bend will have the opportunity to give the Common Council some direction on what should be done about street repairs in an advisory referendum on Tuesday's ballot. Councilmember Rich Caston explains how the referendum came about.
What we want to do is kind of get a census of what the constituents would like to do. Like you said, we do hear a lot of complaints. At the same time, we also hear, you know, don't raise my taxes, they're high enough. So we're kind of doing what I think any good executive would do that is helping run a business, and that is just getting as much information as we can before we make a decision. And so we put four questions on the ballot.
In two questions, voters are asked if they support two different levels of property tax increases to pay for street projects. There are also questions about a potential wheel tax in West Bend, and if Washington County should share a portion of the 0.5% sales tax it collects directly with municipalities to pay for road projects. In-person absentee voting for Tuesday's election ends Friday. No one was injured, but an early Tuesday garage fire on Highway Q in the town of Erin did about $70,000 in damage. A passing motorist reported the fire in a detached garage to the Washington County Sheriff's Office at 2:15 Tuesday morning, then alerted occupants of the adjacent residence who were home at the time. Deputies arriving on the scene found the garage fully engulfed. The garage is a total loss. Nearby homes sustained some minor damage. The cause under investigation, but it appears the fire started near a wood stove in the garage that had been used the prior evening. Richfield, Jackson, Slinger, and Hartford fire departments sent crews and equipment. The 25-year-old Appleton man who allegedly led authorities on a multiple county high-speed chase early Christmas morning is due back in Washington County court this morning. Adam Piotrowski has been charged with three felonies in Washington County: operating a vehicle without the owner's consent, first-degree recklessly endangering safety, and fleeing an officer, plus two misdemeanors. He's also facing three felony charges in Fond du Lac County Court. Fond du Lac County deputies first tried to stop Piotrowski. He was eventually stopped in Washington County after driving his car into the vehicle of a sheriff's supervisor, who then fired at Piotrowski to get him to stop. In January, Judge Andrew Gonring ordered a competency exam for Piotrowski. He remains in the Washington County Jail under a $35,000 cash bond.